Today I'm going to be speaking about raising your hand. 3 days ago, many of my friends gathered at various rallies throughout the country to participate in the Women's March for 2018. Protesters, both women and men alike, took to the streets across the country for a variety of reasons. Some were there to protest Trump, others were there to show their disapproval of policies that negatively impact women, and others were there for other reasons. I'll admit that I don't participate in marches or rallies unless there is a very specific cause, but I do respect and appreciate those who exercise their constitutional rights to do so. On a side note, did you see those protest signs? Some of them were so creative. I just hope that the same enthusiasm showed this weekend will cause people to march to the voting booths during the midterm elections. That's the most important march in a democracy. Beyond the marches, rallies, and voting, I also want to encourage you to find ways that you can cause change at the local level. A lot of times we focus on things at the national level and we don't have as much control, but we can affect change at the local levels. It could really change your life in a great way if you do so. It's it for me. Many of my friends who were not happy with the 2016 presidential election results, we wondered aloud and on Facebook and in private chats what we could do proactively. Since education was the issue that I feel the most strongly about, I decided to get involved on the local level. After praying, I decided to suck it up. I say suck it up because I don't like meetings. And I attended a parent leaders meeting last March. I was so encouraged at the meeting to see how many parents wanted to make sure that New York City kids didn't bear the brunt of possible educational changes. I ended up running for a seat on the educational council. I went to another meeting and answered questions and discussed my positions at a public forum, and I was later elected. As a result, I am currently serving as the Vice President of Community District 28's Education Council. Yay! The truth is that I would have never even considered running if I wasn't so dismayed by the direction that education is currently taken in this country. Did I mention how much I dislike meetings? Public schools are not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but I love my council's motto, which is working together for the good of all children. I really enjoy working with the other public school parents to advocate on behalf of our communities, the students, and the schools. I appreciate being able to have a say in the Department of Education's policies too. Visiting my assigned district schools and connecting with the principals, teachers, parents, and students has been invaluable. In essence, I would have missed out on what is now one of my current favorite roles if I had not stepped outside of my comfort zone. I am so grateful that I raised my hand and applied to run for a seat on the Education Council. In the same way, if there is something that you really, really don't like politically, consider what you can do personally within your sphere of influence and go raise your hand to do it.